How can you drop the bass when it's already dropped? Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke over there. I'm in Waukesha. I'm hanging out at WAUK 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. You can check out Luke over there in the Solidarity Realty Studios at 1580 AM in Madison. That's WTTN, as well as 92.7 FM, that's Devil Radio. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app, and you can choose either side of the state to listen to. Either way, it's quality and awesome and full of delicious magic.
Yeah, it is.
Give us a call anytime, 844-967-2789.
If you want to follow the show, you can do that on Twitter. You can also follow the stations. It's at Dueling Tangents on Twitter for the show, as well as at Devil Radio 927 on Facebook and Twitter, and at WAUK Radio on Facebook and Twitter for The Shaw out in Waukesha.
Yeah, that song is Last Night a DJ Saved My Life, and it's one of my favorite songs ever. I think it's great.
There you go, man.
I heard it first. It's by In Deep, I-N-D-E-E-P, all at once. And I heard it off of the while playing Grand Theft Auto Vice City. It's on one of the radio stations there.
So, there you go, man.
Honestly, sometimes part of my dream is to convert these stations into my version of what people listen to in the Grand Theft Auto Vice City, Wisconsin. Grand Theft Auto, Wisconsin. But hopefully nobody's Grand Theft Autoing and we're all driving our own cars. Or hopefully, even better, public transit eventually. But
yeah,
you know, who am I now? Who's talking about fantasy?
Would rather be riding on high speed rail. What was that?
Well, we could even do it. We can do a show on the high speed rail eventually.
One day.
Well, I wanna let everybody know that Governor Evers. We do criticize sometimes. Oh, I wish he would do more, or I wish he could do more, or man. What's going on? Or, you know, I wish he'd just stand up and say, you guys are a bunch of jerks, or something like that. Just, you know, show some fire or whatever. And I've seen him have fire before.
Yeah,
I've seen him get into somebody's face and call them an effing liar before, even though that person was not lying. Point is, he's got it inside, right?
It can be tapped.
Yeah, it can be tapped.
But
whether he's mild-mannered Governor Evers or the, you know, Mr. Hyde inside, Governor Evers is what stands between us and becoming Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much how that's working out. And I refer to a couple of things that Governor Evers has done, despite the fact that Republicans have blocked him in every way and every campaign promise he's tried to make, he's still gone around and tried to fix things. For example, the funding that, you know, Biden ushered through now gets controlled by Governor Evers. And Governor Evers has done things like, you know, worked with WEDA to announce $32.4 million in grant awards to multifamily housing tax credit developments. So this is a quote from Evers, and this is yesterday's press release we didn't get to. Affordable housing is essential to the safety, health, and well-being of our kids and families, workers, and communities. That's why I'm glad to announce today that we are also providing another $5 million towards this grant program to help bring these projects to fruition and increase the number of units available statewide for the folks and families who need them. Yeah, he's helping contractors get their stuff done. He's helping families who need affordable housing to live in, because, again, I don't care how rich you are, you still need people to go and make your food and do all the stuff that you're probably not going to do for yourself, because even though you say you're independent, you really eat out every night, don't you? Moving on.
I don't even know where that tangent was directed to. Like, I don't know who that was for.
Oh, I'm just picturing the person who's like, I did it all myself. That's why I eat out every night.
Just a bunch of boxes of takeout. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough. Gotcha. All
right. In April, Governor Evers announced that $20 million American Rescue Plan Act, thank you, Joe Biden, funding would be made available to developers, Can we go back to that? To developers, Tim Michaels, to help fill shortages in capital sources needed for multifamily housing projects that received federal or state housing tax credits in 2020 or 2021. During the application process, WIDA received grant requests totaling more than $38 million from developer partners, underscoring the need for assistance to complete those much-needed housing developments. In addition to $5 million needed in added ARPA funds, WIDA is adding another $7.4 million using the Federal Allocation of Natural Housing Trust Funds, bringing the total funding available to $32.4 million and supporting 85% of the total requested project funding. Not too bad, huh? And this is a quote from WIDA CEO and Executive Director Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin's need for safe, affordable housing has grown, so we also chose not to limit the awards to the ARPA funds. We thank Governor Evers for the additional commitment. Like him, we are listening to our stakeholders about their challenges and leveraging our resources to help fund more housing projects. Now, I guarantee you, if this ran through the legislature instead and not through a Joe Biden program,
If this was something that the Republican-led Wisconsin legislature had to sign off on, this would not be happening. Like, they would just do everything to stall or delay.
And then we need this to go to, you know, our own home developing project.
Like, even, like, if it just required, like, even if the Wisconsin legislature had to sign off on it and, like, do an approval process, like, if they weren't the ones targeting these grants to specific things like the Evers administration is doing, and they just had like a simple sign off, like approval of it, it still wouldn't happen because, again, Sandra Dinas has been appointed since, I believe, April 30th of 2021 to replace Frederick Prenn on the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. Yep. And the state Senate has refused to confirm her because they're just like, we're going to ignore it. And yep. It's just not going to happen. And so there's no evidence to show that that wouldn't be the tactic that the Republican-led Wisconsin State Senate wouldn't take if their approval of these funds were needed to do projects just like this one.
Let's go to another subject here. And I'm going to give a shout out to Wisco Paul. Remember when Governor Walker was in power and we called them Scott Holes all the time, the Scott Holes? Here's Governor Evers' new Tony for Wisconsin campaign. I just want to play this for everybody. 30 seconds here.
After years of neglect, Tony Evers repaired nearly 5,000 miles of roads across Wisconsin. In fact, if you took all the roads Tony Evers repaired and laid them end to end, they'd stretch from Shawamigan Bay all the way to Miami and all the way back.
Folks, politics doesn't have to be divisive. I'll work with anybody, Republicans or Democrats, to get the results that matter.
Tony Evers, he's fixing our roads and doing the right thing for Wisconsin. After years...
Yeah. Go Tony Evers.
Pretty good campaign. I didn't get to see the visual to it, but that's...
It's really cool. It's bright. He's got a really nice big smile on his face. Honestly, that's the most animated I've seen him in a really long time.
He looks
joyous to do it too.
I feel like whoever's doing the like choreography or the videography for Evers' ads, the 30-second spots, is very similar to who does the Culver's ads, because I get like the same vibe from the Evers for Wisconsin.
Honestly, it may even
Culver's.
Be the same music. Honestly,
it may be, and I feel like that's a very good, you know, kind of tone to set in your campaign ads. Like, everybody loves Culver's.
here's a fun campaign point for a lot of the Republicans out there. Although a lot, to be honest, as far as radio campaigns go, most of the Republican ads that I have handled were the most professional out of any of all the ads. They know how to handle their ad buying and their at least their placement of things, but the production of ads. Now that's the issue here, because little side note for Republicans, maybe you should have thought about it before you railed against the media all the time, and you started complaining about how Hollywood elites are ruining all of everything, and then pretty much anybody who does anything in the arts you think is a horrible person or some sort of mooch on society and really should just get a new job, except for the music you listen to that you really like a lot. But those people deserve it because they made a bunch of money, which justifies why they are an artist or anything like that. Crapping on artists as just a matter of course might result in you not getting really well-produced ads. Just something you might have thought of before you go and attack the entire production value of anything that you would ever do.
At least they got Ted Nugent.
Exactly. And you know what Ted Nugent knows how to do? Be a jerk and do some really kick-ass guitar licks. That's pretty much it.
That's about it. That sums it up. I believe he knows how to shoot, what was it, the ribeye of the sky, too. That was the Ted Nugent came to Wisconsin for that one, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's good. They had a luncheon about that.
They took something
that was previously a endangered species, was it? And then
protected, I believe. Not endangered, but at least protected.
That's great. Great, great. Beautiful things that you point out to your kids, and they were like, hey, let's make ribeyes out of them. In fact, let's invite everybody to, now that it's legal, let's kill a bunch of them. And slow cook them and shave them so that and put them in au jus. That's delicious.
Oh, jeez. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That guy over there is just wrapping up his tangent is Brian. But that's okay. You can be like us. Share your tangent with us. 844-967-2789. You can be like our friend Betsy here in Madison. Betsy, what's on your mind today?
Oh, my God. You guys are in my head. Everything you said, I was thinking. That's just crazy. Yeah, I remember Scott Walker, and I remember he woke me up to what the agenda, the Reaganomics agenda, the ALEC agenda, that they're going to take our democracy and they're going to drown it like a baby in the bathwater here. And, you know, the damage that Scott Walker did to the state is still felt to this moment in time. And I am so angry about it. And I thank God for the devil's advocate, Crudy, because I really believe that without you guys doing what you're doing to save our state, that Scott Walker would be our governor today. And I am angry at all the dismantling that they've done to our state, from the DNR to attacking our teachers, and the list goes on. And I don't hear Tim Michaels talking about the environment. Not one bit, not even on his radar.
I do want to say he did put out a campaign thing, issues Wisconsin First Economic Blueprint. And I want to get your. He did a bunch of bullet points here, and I want to roll down here to yes, he did say something about water. Yeah, leverage our water and work ethic to make Wisconsin the premier manufacturing hub for the military defense industry. Cool.
Oh, my God.
So he did take the environment into account. It's a perfect environment to leverage our water and work ethic to make Wisconsin the premier manufacturing hub for the military defense industry, which, again, I think is a dying thing. The need for us to go out and completely destroy other countries or annihilate them, Russia did a really good job of dismantling us just by throwing a bunch of misinformation out there. You know, China, nobody's going to attack China because everything's made there. Everybody, literally the whole world's economic success depends on China making cheap stuff. So nobody's going to attack them.
Yeah.
We need our stuff.
Yeah. Well, open for business, right, Skywalker? Yeah. You know, he did. He sold us down the river. And I hope and I know Republicans are good. And I know they care. But we cannot go down this fascism road where, I mean, even Walker put us on the list to change the Constitution. It's just people, I hope.
They'll go in trying to do one thing. They want to change a light bulb, and the next thing you know, the entire house is remodeled.
No, it'll be like when the movers come in, Brian, and they insist that they're just going to pack up all your stuff and bring it to the next spot, but really... In actuality, they just steal all your stuff. That's what the redoing of the Constitution would be if they had the opportunity.
Yep. Well,
appreciate your call, Betsy.
Yeah, appreciate that. And folks, I'm not entirely sure that if you call us, it'll work out right now. 844-967-2789. Check it out. Or give us a text at the same number. We're going to come back. I'm going to give you more of these Tim Michaels bullet points. Let's see what he's really into, because some of this, if you think, like, even the small blurbs are a little bit
what are you talking about,
or that was blocked, Evers tried to do that and you said no. Come back with us.
This is Dueling Tangents.
Yeah. a problem that I can't fix. Cause I can do it in the mix. Cause I can do it in the mix.
Ronald Reagan was good for America because he was